providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. And I'm happy to report that in this final segment, I am chatting with Richard Postma, a.k.a. Doc. Now, Doc, I've been having you on more sporadically recently because we really do like to focus on the longer-term charts, especially for the precious metals. And quite frankly, the longer-term charts haven't been showing all that much change, unfortunately. We continue to see precious metals broadly being under some pressure here, but this last week was encouraging for the gold and silver bugs because we did get a bounce. And even in the stocks, a bounce from some pretty close breakdown levels. We're going to focus on the technicals here, and we're going to start with gold. I know you like looking at the longer term monthly chart here, Doc. So let's look at this chart. Gold this week recovered to just short of 1800. Pulled back a little bit at the end of the week, but still going to put in a positive week. And at least right now, still positive for the month of October. What's your takeaway from this recent bounce here, Doc? Any encouragement for the upside for the gold bugs?
Corey, last week on your site, I mentioned that I thought that this week we might see a pop in gold and in these stocks. And we did, as we're seeing. And now we've had a little pullback. But I think the rest of October is going to be okay. I think we might move down a little bit here again, but I think we move back up and we're going to challenge that 20-month moving average on the Bollinger Bands that I've been talking about. And I mentioned that if we close before that, that puts us at greater risk for a longer period of time. Well, we're right at it, and I wouldn't be surprised if we move back up over it before the end of the month, and whether we close above it, on it, or below it. We'll have to wait and see, but I think the rest of this month is not going to be bad for gold. And I think today's actions of the stocks are probably telling you that, because we had a good sell-off today and the stocks didn't get hit that hard today. So that's a good sign, but I feel it's only a short-term move, Corey. And I think November could be a little problematic, but we'll see. But this month, I don't have a problem with this month.
Okay. And just to recap, we are recording this about halfway, a little more than halfway through the trading day on Friday. Gold is down on the futures about $30, a little over 1.5%. GDX, GDXJ, those are down, but not even quite a full percent. So yes, the stocks are weathering this sell down a little bit better. Doc, big picture, though, you've been talking about this U-shaped recovery, really ever since we started chatting now, man, years ago, probably 6 or 7 years ago. This U-shaped recovery did formulate here, about 2011, 2012, that was the top. And then we also had this other top that almost perfectly completed this U-shaped recovery in 2020 when gold reached just short of 2100. But now we're pulling back, the question being, was that the end of the run? Is this now turning into a bear market, or is this turning into just a long-term cup and handle formation that could lead to higher prices?
Well, one could say, Corey, that this move we had up in the gold market in 2019 and 20 could have been a bull trap. It turned up over the closing highs of 2011, 2012 barely, and now we're moving back down. And so it could have been just a bull trap in a bear market, which I think we're going to be in here for a little while yet. But the handle is still in place, and I think it's a very good possibility yet, because I think for the rest of the year, we're, of course, not going to go up and challenge those highs that we saw in 2020. And in 2022, we may form the bottom of that handle. And then the earliest that we could see a move up for that handle on the right side of that handle probably could be 2023.
Yeah, with a cup and handle formation, we do need to remember the cup took about 9+ years to form. So the handle, it's reasonable to assume it takes maybe about a third of that time. So that is 2 to 3 years out. Doc, when it comes to levels on this monthly chart, you outlined that 20-month moving average. That's sitting at about 1809. Is that the higher level you think we could get to? You said that we could take that out this month. And on the downside, does it just continue to be that 1675 level is critical?
Yeah, 1675 is pretty critical. What bothers me about the monthly chart right now, if you look, there's a little nuance on the MACD. And the 26-month moving average on the MACD has developed a little hook down. And now we're in the 12-month, it has moved toward that a little bit. Well, it's very similar to what happened back in April, where it got close to it, and then it began its descent again. I wouldn't be surprised if we see the same thing in November. And that concerns me a little bit. And if we do, we can start moving back towards 1700 again.
Now, Doc, what about the stocks? Because you look at something like GDX and GDXJ at the end of last month, it was, you could argue, almost dire for those stocks because they had dropped below what was pretty strong support at around that 30 level. I'm looking at GDX right here. GDX went the whole way down to about 28.83. So it did break that level. It closed the month near a low. It was looking pretty bad, but the stocks have rebounded this month, taking them out of that breakdown level. What do you see in that GDX chart?
What I see is that we're still have a tendency to move down. And when you look at the MACD, it looks like November we might move back down to challenge that low of this month. But the encouraging sign is the lower Bollinger bands on the monthly chart are starting to flatten out, and that's good because if we can move back down and then hang around, we might have seen the lows in GDX. So that's what I hope, but we have more work yet. As long as we hold that lower Bollinger band on the monthly chart, the longer we hold above that, the more likely that we're not going to go much lower. And there's odds that we won't take out 25 on GDX. So that's good, but we still have more work to do, and it's going to be a little hairy as we move toward the end of the year and into the first part of next year.
So, Doc, when we look big picture at this chart, one thing that has me a little concerned is the fact that you look where GDX was pre-pandemic. So the level it got to in February of 2020 made a high of 3167, which is pretty much right where GDX is trading right now, except very different in the sense that GDX was trending up ever since 2018. So about a year and a half, had a nice upward trend. The pandemic hit, big washout, and then that big spike higher. But now GDX has been trending down for over a year. And again, it's right back to those pandemic levels. I realize gold is higher, silver slightly higher as well than where they were pre-pandemic. But the stocks are telling us maybe a little bit of a concerning story. What would you say to that? And how do you relate that GDX is trading where it was back pre-pandemic?
Yeah, it's really tough on some folks because a lot of people were 100% at the August highs in 2020 and hopeful that we're going to continue higher, and especially with the perspective of inflation. And here we have inflation hitting us between the eyes, but yet gold does not seem to be impressed by it yet. I think down the road it could be, but that's worrisome because, of course, these markets look forward. And is gold possibly telling us that we're going to have a slowdown in this economy and maybe a slowdown in the increasing rate of inflation? Who knows? But gold has not been that impressed with the inflation increases that we're seeing. But as you mentioned, it's back down to where it was when it first started pre-pandemic. But it's going to be great opportunities for the people going forward because, as I mentioned before, a lot of these stocks and some have actually taken out, they're double bottoming, or some of them haven't quite double bottomed, some have double bottomed, some have actually taken out that March low back in 2020. So there are real opportunities coming up. And in fact, I bought a little bit more than usual earlier this week. I didn't just nibble, I more than nibbled. And I want to say that that doesn't mean I'm going all in, folks, not at all, because I think we're going to be able to get even better prices on some of these stocks. And I'm waiting for that as we move toward 2022.
So, Doug, what are you buying? Care to share any of the stocks or at least the stage that these companies are in terms of exploration, development, production? What do you like out there then?
I added quite a bit today and earlier this week on some exploration plays that are just have been crushed. And I don't see a lot of downside anymore to them. And so if I buy them, they're not going to really hurt me if we continue to see downturn in this gold market. Eventually, as we move toward the end of the year and into next year, I'm going to get much more aggressive on some of the producers because I think they'll be the first ones out of the gate when we do get the significant next move up. But right now I'm monkeying around with some of the exploration plays and some of the mid tiers, but I'm waiting for some of these bigger companies to get hit a little bit more. And then I'll take a bigger position in some of them. I already have positions in some of them, but I'll add to them.
Can you give us any names, Doc? Everybody wants company names. Please share a couple with us.
Well, of course, one of my favorite is Equinox because they're going to be increasing their production over the next 2 years. And I really like that when I see that in companies. And so that's one of them I'm going to add quite a bit to it. It's had a nice little run here, but I don't want to, I don't like to buy them after they've had a run. I'll wait for it to get back to the lower Bollinger band on the monthly chart. I like Sandstorm. I want to add to that one eventually. I bought some Nova Resources. I bought a little Brixton Revival Gold. I bought a number of stocks earlier this week. I'm looking at buying a little bit more Lion One coming up. And Fosterville South is another one I added to this week. They've all moved down really nicely. And that's what I'm going to nibble at more as we go forward. But the main producer I also like Argonaut a lot. But Argonaut and Equinox are a couple of the ones I really want to take bigger positions in going forward.
Okay, number of stocks there. Thank you for sharing all that, Doc. And you know what? We're going to wrap it up here, but we're going to try to chat in the next couple of weeks, and we'll cover a couple of the other metals charts as well as maybe some other broad market charts as well. But really just wanted to focus here on gold and some of the stocks that you are buying. Doc, I really appreciate you taking some time sharing your thoughts on these markets. Everybody, thank you for tuning in throughout this week, and thanks for sticking with us as we launch the new website. We are still tinkering with it. Please be sure to come visit our website, listen to the editorials we recorded throughout the week, especially those company updates, and please let us know if you want to see any other companies on the show or if you have any questions for those companies and any other suggestions you have for our new website. We are still tinkering with it. Doc, everybody else, thank you again for tuning in, and I hope you all have a great rest of your weekend.